Back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest today is Ivelisse Ruperto, and she's, as I said, the Research Outreach Director for Ser Familia. We were describing the initiation of Ser Familia in the outskirts of Atlanta, Georgia, and how she got involved and some of her background. And you, in terms of you got involved as someone asking for the and benefiting from you know the what it provides to couples and to families, Ser Familia. How did you grow from being a customer? I don't know. You call it customer, client, patient.
I was a client. Clients. Yeah, they call us. Yeah, we call our clients.
Okay.
I would say people that need help or some help, right?
Yeah. No, I was just reflecting the other day on all these different terms that we have. You know, customer, client, affiliate, subscriber. Patient.
For our system, they are clients. For us, they are participants.
Okay.
They come to Ser Familia because they are looking for something, for some help. Mm-hmm. And then we have some programs. We have the modelo de Ser Familia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And very important to understand the modelo of Ser Familia because we don't work with the people or the person that are coming to Ser Familia. We work with the family, the whole family. Which family? The family that you have, right? And it's you and yourself, but it's going to be you, right? But it's you, your husband, it's going to be you and your husband. But it's you and your husband and your kids, it's going to be all of them. If those kids are 13, under through 13, until 18, right? And because that's part of our mission. And the reason why Ser Familia is Ser Familia is because we work with the whole family that make us the difference for other organizations.
Okay, describe the office where it is and what makes up the office. What would be a typical client intake and what will you be, you know, the service that you'll be rendering?
We hope that our clients that know that they are going to be parents and coming to Ser Familia looking for tools to be better parents. But the truth is, when they're coming to us, some of the time they need some help, right? And they are sometimes needing some help for the crianza de los hijos, right? We see that a lot right now. That's why we are doing the programs for the parenting. And I think that's our goal and, you know, the big goal because it's a lot of need on that part. Mental health, even though we don't start our family with mental health, we have that. We have those services. And if they need or one of the individuals in that family need that, the consejería o psicólogo, and it's going to be part of their treatment.
Okay.
It's going to be part of that treatment. And it's just depend, but we have all the programs and we can help everybody.
And you know what, it's established out, but he had six offices in the outskirts of Georgia.
Well,
in
Atlanta, Georgia, Ser Familia is the biggest organization for the Hispanic and Latin people. And right now, they have five offices around Area Metro, and they came when they know we have a lot of families that come in for that town or that area, and in order to help them. To make it easy for them to come to our office, those are the reason they decided to open those offices, right? And then we have a big building. I remember when we started with them, they were talking about a casita, and now they have a building that is 80,000 pies cuadrados.
80,000 square feet, yeah, big building, yeah.
So I cannot explain in work the feeling.
Yeah. You know, he didn't give this story to the in his talk to the San Juan Rotary, but he told me that you're talking how the system works and how things kind of flow in, and he was saying that they were trying to raise funds for this building that they had decided they were going to do, and that they made a presentation, said Familia made a presentation to the wife of Bezos, the Maza, and up to now they had given up to $1 million. They were just hoping some, and they need $2 million for this building, and they gave $2 million, which is the most that they've ever given this foundation, the Bezos Weiss Foundation. They'd have made that, so it's like a drop from heaven kind of thing, you know.
When you dream big, you have things happen, yeah, right? Yeah. And they dream big, yeah, and then that happened.
And so,
and then only for help on the Hispanic and to continue the organization and the programs for the Latin people.
Two things. First of all, in terms of your growth within it, you enter in as a client and maybe as a volunteer now, as a member of the staff. How that developed, and secondly, the Puerto Rico office. Why? And how it's being developed, and any change, any differences from what was being done in Georgia.
Well, I was a human resources person there, right? And and that was my role with Lab TV. That's Atlanta TV station, and that was me like a professional. And I grew up with them.
Human resources.
Human resources. Yeah, I started like a
not outreach resources.
No, the outreach. But let me tell you something.
Something common there.
When you're in the human resources field, that you are the heart of the organization or any corporate, you know a lot of things. And I was working with benefit administration. I was working to create and develop new courses and those kind of stuff to make sure that my employees were great and good. And there is a peace between the VP and the employees, right? And I think you learn a lot. On that part of the human resources part. When I came to Ser Familia, definitely I went because I needed help. And like I said before, what they gave us, it was like a conversation between my husband and myself. I think this is something that we really want to do and continue doing. And to be honest, because I need it all the time. If I go there and do a programs, it means that I'm still learning what not to do or continue doing to be better like a couple.
Yeah, there's nothing better than trying to teach and help other people to help yourself. That's what this program is all about. I help myself more than I want helping. I keep on saying that to everyone.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the reason we started. And then, we are very glad to meet the Urbinas. And we always said it when it was a blessing for us at that point. It's the reason why we are going to be 30, we're going to have 30 anniversary in the next year, is because we met them, we met that group, we met Ser Familia, and we met the programs. And when they came to Puerto Rico and they decided to open the franquicia.
But were you on the staff of Ser Familia in the Georgia?
No, office? I did not. Just volunteer.
Okay. That's what I wanted.
I just volunteered. Yeah, okay. We were moving with them around when Tennessee, Florida, where they needed.
Yeah, you were a volunteer. Okay.
We were only volunteer. Everybody was a volunteer. Them. It was their money, actually, at the beginning with their careers that, like, have all the expenses for the Ser Familia, right? And then they started to growing, and then they decided to go outside the churches, because if you want to help more people, you don't want, you know, you just be under this kind of church, right? Because their mentality and their mission was to be program for everybody.
Right.
Everybody that need help, they knew they can come to Ser Familia, and we will be able to help them.
Okay. And so when you come to Puerto Rico, tell us about the decision and your role.
Oh, wow. That was a sad and a good story. I remember that we met in Austin, Texas, and they were talking about all the good things that were doing, you know, were happening for Ser Familia in Georgia. If we consider it to go with them, and I always said I would say yes, but at that point, my dad had an illness that we know is going to be for no long, right? Just a few months more with him, and we decided to come back to Puerto Rico.
Mm, okay.
And that was in 2021. And then when he, that's the sad part of the story. So,
okay.
Yeah. That's the reason we came.
Your father's illness.
Yes,
came for you.
My father's illness, we knew and we prayed for that. And then that's the reason why we came.
Okay.
And we come back after 20 years.
And still the decision to open up a Ser Familia had not been made or?
No. They were looking for psychologists. And we know we have a lot of good professionals here. And then that's when they decided to open a franquicia here in Puerto Rico, and I was the excited person in the world.
Yeah.
We started looking for office, and then they gave us the good news at the end of 2022, and I was very happy for that because we knew this is where everything started, and they knew that they create this so beautiful for people, that help family. And they knew that the mental health here in Puerto Rico is hurt and need help. And they knew they have this.
A tool to
mm-hmm. be able to kind of like do something, right? Poner el granito de arena para los de nosotros.
Yeah.
And at 2022, they decided that Ser Familia is going to have a franquicia in Puerto Rico.
And you joined as a staff member?
No, I started like a volunteer as well.
Okay.
I started like a volunteer first. And then after that, we were talking about, they were give us the strategic plan for the Ser Familia and what they want for Ser Familia here in Puerto Rico. That was the way that Ser Familia started here in Puerto Rico.
So you've been, now as a full-time staff member, how long?
2 years. Two years and a half.
2 years, okay.
Almost 2 years and a half.
So you're about up like over 20 years as a volunteer and then...
Well, no, because we were a volunteer for 5 years.
Okay.
Our volunteer for Ser Familia stopped.
Austin, yeah.
Exactly. We moved to Austin, and then we saw everything happening and see what they were doing.
Okay.
And they created this and a beautiful thing with Ser Familia. And then we were like, aplaudiendo desde lejos porque we knew it was great for people.
And the thing that was handed out, he didn't talk too much because he was more for the children. But the handout at the end of the presentation with San Juan Rotary is a new campaign. I think it's a new campaign. Salud mental para todos, mental health for everyone, and very holistic, very complete. And it's about 4 pages, and there's just so much that we can do to with Rotary and with other organizations, the educational and all that we can do. But I think the mental health is so critical, how to deal with our emotions. And as I was explaining to the children there at the San Juan Rotary, we have a video contest for exactly 14, 18, the one that you help in Ser Familia, and it's how you can control your anger, the emotional control of your anger, a video that depicts the way that you can control anger. Is we all suffer from it, and it's a normal part of life, but you have to control, otherwise you get into violence with yourself or with others. So anyway, this new campaign, I'm looking forward to have Rotary, collaborate, and we can get into schools, and we can also.
We were talking about mental health, and that's the most.
Yeah, I'm just saying we have about a minute left.
Oh, okay. This is new for me.
yeah.
but yes, we have the mental side of Ser Familia. And like I said before, we don't start with that part, but it's part of the treatment if the family need it. And we do it individually. What that means is even though you come in like a couple, you're not going there and have that part like a couple. Like Mr. Urbina said, hey, they are human too. Our psychologists are human too. And as you are talking about your relationship, some of the time they're like go through one side versus the other. So for that reason, they create that everybody's going to have that part individually, right? And you said it before, how important it is to have our mental wellness, right? And be better, and be better person is coming from the inside. And a be better person is, and to be a better person for the person that we have on our side, we have to be better for us.
It's us. In fact, during the program, I came up with this Charlie Kirk, The Death, and, you know, that sometimes they're blaming they, you know, the right or the left, and blaming, you know, he, the one who did the killing. And I said, you know, the blame is us, you know, and this is, but, you know, I think we have to close up with the thing. I've left it alone with you. You're about to say something really critical. But I think let's leave it, we have to work ourselves, improve ourselves, be at peace with ourselves. That's the way we kind of started. And said familia, that's when you'll get peace ourselves, peace with the closest persons we have, our spouses and our children. Yes. And I congratulate you for this program. I hope we can work with it out there. Listeners, if you want to, they have a great webpage, so Sed Familia, and look it up. And if you want to volunteer and help, or you need help, there you have it. Please, thank you for joining me as my guest today. And I look forward to having you, hopefully within Rotary, and hopefully working so we can help each other and collaborate, which is really critical in this world.
No, thank you very much for the invitation. And definitely we will be working together, right? And Mr. Urbina is going to be so happy to talk to you and continue the communication.
Well, take care. Okay, well, get my listeners, take care. We'll be back next week. As I say, take care. Que Dios los bendiga.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.